You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today, two animal welfare organisations, SAFE and the New Zealand Animal Law Association, took the government to court over their failure to end rodeos. I spoke to Deborah Ashton, the CEO of SAFE, on the case.
First off, could you please explain the case that you and I think the New Zealand Animal Law Association have brought forward before the government?
Yes, so we've partnered with the New Zealand Animal Law Association to file proceedings against the Minister of Agriculture and the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee for their failure to end rodeo events.
How do you expect this case to be dealt with?
Well, we hope essentially that the court would find us in favour. Rodeo should not be existing because it is a violation of the Animal Welfare Act. We have animal welfare legislation that says that there is an obligation for anyone that's in charge of animals to ensure that all of their physical health and behavioural needs are taken care of, and they're also obliged to ensure that their animals are not subjected to unreasonable or unnecessary pain or distress. Now, when it comes to activities like rodeo, that clearly is not the case. These animals are stressed, often they can be in pain as well, and this is the reason why rodeo needs to go.
The Rodeo Association has claimed that rodeo is thriving, or has been thriving in New Zealand in recent years. I guess you've already said that rodeo doesn't have a place here in New Zealand based on that, or based on what you just said.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that it is the case that it's thriving at all. I believe that some rodeos have actually shut down due to the fact that more and more people are saying no to using animals for entertainment in this sort of way. We ran commissioned a Horizon poll last year, and we found that over 66% of people said that they didn't agree with subjecting animals to this type of pain and distress for the sake of entertainment. So I think that's quite significant, 66%. And it was actually in 2016 that, along with the SPCA and with Farmwatch, we took a petition to Parliament asking for a ban on rodeo, and that petition contained over 60,000 signatures, which is a really high number as well, back in 2016. So I think there's a lot of people that are turned off with rodeo, and people are really thinking about whether or not activities like this have a place in New Zealand society.
And in the past, or the government has previously rejected calls to ban rodeo. What influence would a win in this case have on the government?
Well, the government would be directed by the court to take action and to, follow their own legislation, the animal welfare legislation, that says people cannot be treating animals in this kind of way. Prior to the 2017 election, it was actually the Labor Party who said that they had serious concerns about rodeo, and in fact would take action to get rid of some of the most cruelest aspects of rodeo. Clearly, that hasn't happened. It's 2021, and basically nothing has been done.
Do you see the case going backwards with the government backing down on law changes? Because I know that they backed down on law changes to cattle prods, flank straps, and calf roping.
When you say going backwards, I'm not quite sure what you mean there. I do know that the Minister of Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, himself has recognised that there are some concerns around the rope and tie event, for example. So this is when young calves are sent out into the arena. Horse rider essentially lassos the calf and then jumps off the horse and flips the calf onto its back and then ties up its feet and, game over. But even the government's own advisors, the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee, and their recommendations in the Code of Welfare for best practice they themselves have said that calves should not be used in rodeo events. So why on earth is this still happening when everybody is looking at this type of activity and nobody's stopping it?
So for something like this, which obviously is deemed quite inhumane and quite cruel to animals, as a, I guess with this case, what result would you like to see from this case?
We'd like the court to recognise that the government has not done anything about this. It is actually a violation of the Animal Welfare Act, and we want them to direct the government to basically put an end to animals being used for rodeo.
That was the CEO of SAFE, Deborah Ashton. I reached out to the New Zealand Rodeo Association for their take on the case. They said they have no comment to make at this stage.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.